bounty hunting is a complicated profession. Don't you agree?
Welcome back, everyone. This is Discussing Comics. I am Kyle Jones, and we are coming off of the Thanksgiving 2019 weekend as we are recording this. And who, of course, are we? Again, I'm Kyle Jones, and joining me always on this podcast, Clarence Brown. Clarence, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, man. Trying to recover from the turkey day, but I'm doing good. Just taking it easy today, man, and trying to get my wits back about me before heading back to work.
Yes, I agree 1,000,000%. And, you know, it was interesting. Did you notice that it seemed like we got early episodes of certain things like what we're going to be talking about tonight, The Mandalorian, that all of those seem like they came out on Thursday instead of Friday? Or was that just, did I see that right?
I don't know. I don't think, maybe Titans did, but I don't think Mandalorian did. Maybe I just didn't notice it.
But then again, half this day I went by thinking today was Sunday, because anytime, you know, you're off, it's kind of like offsets your week, makes it feel like a day is not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I gotcha.
But since we mentioned Mandalorian and we're talking about what we're watching on TV, question, what do you think about The Mandalorian?
Oh, man. What do I think about The Mandalorian? I don't think I personally have a huge history with Mandos. I think mostly people who, you know, of course, Boba Fett fans, as well as people who watch The Clone Wars, the animated show, are probably very well indoctrinated. You know, they know everything about the Mandalorians, as well as people who maybe read or some of the extended universe stuff. So for me, I don't know much about them other than what the very brief parts we get in the movies. From the original trilogy and the Clone Wars as well, because we got Jango and a little Bubba. I don't know. I don't know if I know all that much about them. That being said, I am very much enjoying The Mandalorian. It feels like a Western in space. The first two episodes very much gave me sort of a Firefly vibe, sans the comedy. But it's good, man. I'm really enjoying it. And it has a lot of surprises that I wasn't really, I guess anybody wasn't really expecting to have in a series so far. What about you?
I'm going to echo what you said. I, you know, knew Boba Fett. I saw the Clone Wars, you know, Attack of the Clones, right? That was the second movie.
Well, this episode 2 is Attack of Clones, but there's like a Clone Wars animated series that went several seasons that they brought back for a last season. They're going to bring back one more season this year on Disney Plus, but I believe that had a lot of Mandalorian, Mando stuff in it as well. So I don't know, man. I just don't have that history with them. But again, like I said, I'm still like enjoying how they're kind of fleshing out this universe for the Mandos. So
it's interesting that you brought up the Clone Wars series, because, you know, I've of course known what it is and never really had a desire to watch it. But the result of watching The Mandalorian paired with the availability of Disney Plus has got me halfway in the middle of season 1 of the Clone Wars. And
really?
And I've never watched that. And yes, I was actually watching that before you and I decided to jump on here and talk about The Mandalorian.
That's pretty awesome, man. That's pretty freaking awesome. I want to watch it myself. I've seen bits and pieces, but I definitely want to go back and watch that, as well as Star Wars Rebels. That's also on Disney Plus. So a lot of watching to do, very little time.
After I get over the computer animated kind of contrast of how they look.
Does it look really bad?
It just looks different. That's the only thing. But after I got used to it, I've actually gotten into the characters. And I think the problem that I had with the characters is the same problem you and I both said about reading Doctor Who comic books, which is you see these people as people and then you see them in comic book form second, and it just feels a little off. And seeing Anakin and especially Amidala just looks weird, kind of.
Yeah, I'm remembering the animation, the art style being kind of revolutionary at the time, probably being one of the first, maybe not the first, but one of the first few fully CG animated shows on regular television. So I don't know. I don't know. I'm definitely going to check it out, though, because I know it, I've heard good praise from it all around, and I definitely want to dive into it when I get a little bit of time.
All right. So before we go any further talking about The Mandalorian, I think that I would be remiss if I did not say, if you have not seen the first episode or any episode for that matter of The Mandalorian, be warned, put us on pause, go out, watch the episode, come back, take us off pause, because from this moment forward, spoilers.
Spoilers. Affirmative. Spoilers. Spoilers. Spoilers.
Let's be clear. If you've been on the internet any in the last month or last, 4 weeks, I'm pretty sure you've seen the spoiler. If you're any type of Star Wars fan, you've seen like the big reveal that nobody was expecting for this
But we weren't expecting it, but it was the reveal that everybody freaking needed.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
I want one. I so freaking want one.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the reveal of the toddler, the 50-year-old toddler, could have been, it could have, I've heard some more people talking about this, and I'll say it here. I think it could have backfired. I think it could have backfired. I think it stood a chance of being too cheesy, and the internet would have hated it, and it could have been all downhill from there. But the thing is just too cuddly and cute, so.
Well, you know what? The thing I think is they decided to not make it a computer-generated Baby Yoda for what I want to call him, Baby Yoda, because that's what I think the internet has named him, even though we don't know that that's Yoda. But he is.
Wait, I think he is CG, right?
No, I think he's a puppet.
I could have sworn Warner Herzog was like fussing at them, or he like said something negative because they chose not to make it a puppet.
Oh, well, I thought
I could be wrong.
Well, I may have read it wrong. I thought that he was fussing at it because they were thinking about not making it a puppet.
Oh, well, that could be it.
But regardless, let me say this. I don't care if it is a pixelated puppet or if it's a foam rubber puppet, the thing is freaking awesome.
Cool. And I'm just reading, just FYI, I'm reading. I just Googled it real quick. So Baby Yoda was a practical puppet though for safety reasons, scenes with the adorable critter were shot twice, one with the physical Yoda and one without. So maybe sometimes it's practical and sometimes it's CG. So in any case, cuddly cute, definitely something. It is the character that the Star Wars universe needed to cleanse their palate from The Last Jedi.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Bring us all together.
Yes. And you know, it's funny. It's one of those things where it's just all of a sudden, and I've not seen this since being 10 years old and seeing Star Wars toys come out where people were like dying to have one. I'm telling you, since I was 10 years old, it was the last time I ever wanted a Star Wars toy, and I want one of these badly.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty freaking cool, man. It seems like something that we would have seen before. I mean, I know we have things in that similar size, like some of the Funko Pop things are about that size of that character. But yeah, I mean, it's just like a cool looking take on what we're presuming, I don't want to get spoilers, an offshoot of what may be the Yoda we all know and love. But yeah, it just looks really cool, man. And, as far as the character in the series itself, I think that it's allowing the story to take some interesting turns. And we see this Mandalorian played by Pedro Pascal, do some, you know, be kind of this father figure in a sense of this thing, which I did not expect to see that in The Mandalorian. This Western bounty hunter-esque story in space. So yeah, I'm enjoying it, man. I'm enjoying it.
Cool. Completely. So let me ask you real quick. There's 4 episodes out now, correct? This was the 4th one, right? Or was this the 3rd one?
I believe it was the 4th.
4th one. All right. And you didn't like this one quite so much. So just on a nutshell, what was it that you didn't like as much about this one?
Oh man, I'm trying to remember the name of this episode. I didn't like it because, well, I said the other ones felt more grand And to me, this one felt a little bit more scaled back. And it was obviously a little more character development in this one, I feel. We see where he makes contact with, well, I guess I'm spoiling a little bit. He makes contact with this village and he's trying to hide out, basically. That's what episode takes off. So, I mean, it was okay. It's sort of felt like a story I've seen 1,000 times already. But by that notion, I still think it was exciting, and it just was my least favorite of all of the ones that have come out.
So I'm going to echo what you just said. I agree, because as I was watching this, there was a Series 9 Doctor Who episode where the Doctor and Clara arrived on this planet, and this planet was under siege by these aliens, and the Doctor and basically, and Clara too, go and teach these people how to fight. Same storyline, pretty much every story point verbatim almost to what we saw in this one. So it was something we've seen before, like yeah. I think you were saying.
Yeah, you've seen in plenty of things. It has echoes of Lord of the Rings a little bit. I mean, it's kind of a story you've seen all the time of people going and try to save a village. The name of the episode is Sanctuary, by the way. But you know, it was okay. Just not the best one out of the four we've seen so far. So,
But I will say that this series, as for a highlight of the first thing we see from Disney Plus, I think they hit a home run because they gave us something of quality, something that broke the internet with Baby Yoda. And I think that was a lot of positive feedback for Disney Plus, especially since they kind of had some, you know, people getting on their first day and everything getting flooded. But from the content wise, I think they hit a home run. What do you say?
Definitely, indeed. And if you think about where Disney Plus is going, of course, they have all the back catalog, but they need to start pumping these out at a pretty quick clip. This is an 8-episode series, so we're already halfway through, and they've already started on the second season of The Mandalorian. But definitely, we need to see some of the Marvel properties start to pop up. There are some more series on the service that are new original series that none of them really appeal to me per se, but they definitely, to tout their value, they definitely need to start to release this huge slate of Marvel properties, as well as, you know, Obi-Wan series coming, the last season of the Clone Wars, after it got canceled. So they really need to start to pump out some of this content that people are actually coming here for. And that's, you know, that's the Star Wars, that's the Marvel stuff, and the kids, the huge back catalog of Disney stuff. So there's definitely value, but they still need to keep it coming.
And, you know, speaking of things keeping it coming, I don't remember what I clicked on, but there was a movie listed, and I wish I could remember which one, but they had the movie listed. It was in the Disney section, and I clicked on it, and it said, due to licensing agreements, this title will not be available until October 2020.
Yeah, well that's to be expected, because they're trying to rein in all their properties from various outlets that they've had their services on, this Netflix being probably one of the bigger ones, but they're slowly trying to get their properties, bring them back into their service. And, you know, they have contracts that run through, you know, probably next 2 or 3 years for some of their properties. So it's going to take a while, but, you know, in a few years, it's going to all be in one happy place.
And speaking of something, kind of segue here, speaking to something that started off in a weird place, took me to a happy place, but then I...
With turkey and dressing?
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, that is true, too. Very, very good. But I'll ask it.
I'm sorry.
No. I was just thinking, how do I want to ask this without spoiling my thought, which is, I'll just say, what did you think of the finale of Titans on DC Universe streaming service?
Okay, we're transitioning to Titans. Oh, man. I think it felt more final than the end of last season. I have to say it kind of just petered out. Not to say that it wasn't good, because there are some enjoyable aspects, But when you think of a showdown between the Titan and Connor, who's basically Superman for all intents and purposes, I expected it to be a little more epic than it turned out to be. I know they have budget constraints and this is a television show, but you would expect it to be a little more epic, a little more bombastic, you know, destruction, explosions. But you can tell it was shot for a television show. So, I mean, I feel it was okay. I don't want to go on everything, but, you know, the Deathstroke's resolution, I felt like it was a bit of a letdown because we'll get into it. What are your thoughts?
I agree with everything you just said. 1,000,000% I agree with everything you just said. I really enjoyed this season, even maybe a little bit better than the last one. Tone was different. I mean, we've had two episodes already on Discussing Comics where we've talked about it. So obviously, you know, we were enjoying it. But if I were to kind of give an analogy, I'm picturing someone playing a piano and they're playing a piano quite well. And then at the very end, they just take their hand and bang on the keys, because that's kind of the way I felt watching this, because it just kind of fell apart. To me, it did seem final, and I do feel like it's taking us to the next season. I'm even going to still watch the next season, but there were several things in there that just kind of storyline-wise fell apart for me.
Well, let me ask you, we know this swamp thing is gone. So at the end of season two of Titans, is it going to continue, or do you feel like it's continuing to justify itself to be – it's a standalone streaming service. I know we talked about this a little bit before, but they really don't have a lot of content to be a standalone streaming service.
Mm.
A lot of new content, I'll say it that way. A lot of original new content.
Well, now they did. I noticed today, I think they've released Harley Quinn, the animated, more adult animated version cartoon with Harley Quinn.
Well, they have that. And what's the other team up show that they
animated? Doom Patrol.
It would have had Doom Patrol, yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of like you, though, and they've got Stargirl coming. But interesting thing on Stargirl that I read somewhere recently, it will show, like, let's say they air it on Friday nights with, you know, when Stargirl comes out. Then the next night she will air repeated on the CW.
Yeah, I have no idea who Stargirl is, so can you enlighten us, layman's here?
Sure. Stargirl, there was a back in the 40s or 50s, I think it was in the 40s, there was a kid called Star Spangled Kid. It was a dude that was a sidekick, I believe, of someone in the Justice Society. Bring them up into the 90s, early 2000, and in that iteration where Star Girl comes from, I believe she's his stepdaughter, and she finds the belt that he used as the Star Spangled Kid. She wears it herself and becomes Stargirl. There's also a connection to a character named Starman because she has Starman's staff, and he's from the Justice Society as well. So,
that sounds incredibly lame.
Yeah. She was interesting, though, kind of.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, we'll see. We'll see.
But, yeah, I'm kind of with you. I'm curious as to see where they're going to take that service. I mean, I know we've kind of mentioned it before, but I'm really curious as to where they're going to wind up. At least for this season, what was the thing you liked the least in this finale?
Oh, man. I don't know. What's the thing you liked the least?
Oh, you know what the thing I liked the least was. I mean, that's a given. They killed Donna Troy.
Ticked me off too, man. She's my favorite character.
Thank you. Thank you.
Don't kill the, I can't, I mean.
I was really, like, seriously, I was pissed off. I was sitting there going, every time I saw Hawk and Dove after they killed her off, I said, okay, they don't even have powers. And they're walking around and you kill Donna Troy and these two are walking around. Really?
So, okay, well, let me just pontificate on that a little bit. So I think they did it in an effort to make the finale more dramatic. Oh, this finale doesn't feel that grand or that great. We have to do something to amp it up a little bit. So let's just throw this last thing in there to kill my favorite character.
Okay. Wouldn't it have made much more sense if Hulk would have sacrificed himself and saved the kid and Dove or whatever, and then he died? That would have been much better to me.
Yeah, maybe, let me go back to what I was going to say is that I think they left the door open, especially with Raven going back to Themyscira with the body of Wonder Girl. I think they are trying to leave the door open to bring her back, you know? So I think they will bring her back too. I really think they will bring her back next season.
Oh, I do too.
That being said, I'm still mad
they killed her, but yeah, I do too.
Hulk or Dove, have gotten killed, I don't think they would have came back. You know?
No.
Is it like Superman dying? You could bring Superman back, but normal humans? Yeah, maybe not so much.
So I'm going to make a prediction. Next season, when she comes back, Donna Troy has had two monikers. You know, she's been Wonder Girl first, and then she took the name Troia, T-R-O-I-A, Troia, and she had a black costume with stars on it, whereas this one, you know, of course, was red and so forth.
Yeah, I really like her costume, too.
Me too. Me too. But yeah. I think she will come back as Troia next season. And the thing with the Amazons, there was a thing, especially in the 50s and 60s, anytime Wonder Woman got hurt, she went back to Paradise Island, and she was miraculously healed by their purple ray. So, you know, they had this healing machine that could heal any Amazon or et cetera. So if they would have said, oh, Donna's been badly injured, she's going back to Themyscira, and Raven goes with her, I would have been so cool with that. But the whole casket thing was just, to me, a little overboard.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing, when we talk about the season maybe ending on a thud, I think part of that is to do with where the characters sit in the scale of superhero-dom in the DC universe. And maybe that doesn't make sense, but I'll explain. So if it's a bigger threat, if it's a threat that probably is, that's probably something that in our minds is going to feel more substantial, it wouldn't be relegated to them. It'd be relegated to the big boys, you know, instead of Bruce Wayne just coming and directing them on how to vanquish this Deathstroke. He would be there fighting himself if he thought it was a bigger threat. So I think they sit in a place where if it was anything any bigger, the big boys would be called in. So I find it kind of disappointing because I think the characters they have the potential to be leaders, to actually take on tremendous challenges, but I think they're kind of put in a box as to the type of threats they can actually handle. And Deathstroke is no joke, to be honest, but they kind of just, after this long season of seeing him do all these intricate things and put these pieces in places like a mastermind, they kind of just let him go on a thud, and it just felt kind of abrupt and didn't really justify where we began, I don't think.
Mm-mm. No, it seems like the entire arc of this series was, let's break down Dick Grayson and let's let him come back and save everybody.
Yeah. You know I don't like that.
No, I didn't like that. And let me say one more thing on Donna Troy. She just took punches after punches after punches from basically Superman. And yes, she gave punches and punches and punches, but yet a little bit of electricity is going to kill her. Really?
Yeah. I didn't like that. I didn't like that at all.
So what about Garfield? What did you think of the turning him into a psychotic kitty cat killer, basically?
Man, they missed so many opportunities with him. I thought Garth was going to be awesome in this finale. I thought what the unlocking his, or actually the brainwashing, was going to do to his character, I thought it was going to allow him to maybe change into other things besides just a tiger.
Yes.
And they just squandered the opportunity. And let's be honest, the tiger does not look good on screen. The CG is horrible. Horrible. So, I mean, I know it's expensive, but it should give them an opportunity to maybe animate some different animals.
We've had a gorilla animated several times on The Flash. All they have to do, if it's already a CGI, just turn the gorilla green.
Yeah, really. And it's just a missed opportunity, man. The CG for him just looks so bad. So bad. And it took me out of the episode, to be quite honest, when he attacked. I feel like I'm just rambling here. But another thing I didn't like was there were several instances when Katniss was trying to test Garth. They had him like just attack random civilians. And I'm like, no, I hate that. I hate that. Attack a random carnival? Really? Is that where we're going here? Just the writing in this season, man. I don't know. It definitely had high points. But I feel like, especially when I look at what happened last season, I feel like they don't know how to wrap up nicely.
Agreed. Agreed. And, you know, you mentioned writing, and I'm going to offshoot off of that just a moment. You've had the Green Tiger, and I know that they thought they don't know that the Green Tiger is the boy with the green hair that's, you know, standing there. I get that. I know they don't know that for the most part. That being said, at the end where they're all standing there and Connor is taking the blame for the destruction, and I'm going, no. You didn't do all this for one thing. And number two, you've got Garfield standing there and he's looking like, oh yeah, thank you for all the claps and everything. And I'm like, you did this.
Yeah. And again, like, oh man, they do so many. So I keep iterating that I hate the brain, the being in the mind. And this episode was all about being in Connor's mind. And I will say when Raven went to Garth, it was a good moment that was analogous to what happened at the end of last season when Garth helped Raven. But in the case where Raven was allowing Dick to actually enter Connor's mind, I didn't like that. I didn't like that. It was too kind of not meta, but too kind of, I don't know what's the word.
Cheesy.
Cheesy, and it's like, is this really where we're going to resolve this issue?
Yeah, I see what you mean by the meta thing, because it was almost as if she had put him in a black box inside his head that he had to literally break out of.
Oh, God.
Now, I will say that one part of that, though, that I found cool was the concept of when the light did come through, knowing that Superman is strengthened by light and that seemed to strengthen Connor. That I did like, you know, I did like that aspect of it.
Yeah, it was okay. It was all right.
And one other thing, and I know they were setting it up for series 3, but one thing that I did not like at the end was you had the little girl who gets the toy that's the reason that Donna gets killed and all of that. And then I'm thinking, oh, well, this is going to be somehow evidence that Donna is alive. And then you basically have Blackfire come and take over the mother and walks off and leaves the kids.
Yeah. So the last time we saw the little blob go on somebody's neck and go on their head, they didn't change their physical appearance. So I'm like, is she actually coming down there? Is she teleporting to some kind of metaphysical thing to take over a human? I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, it was weird. Let me ask you, what would you rate the season? Since, like I said, we've talked about this on 3 episodes now. So on an entire season, did you enjoy Titans overall? And what would you rate it on a scale of 1 to 10?
Okay, there were definitely strong things in this season. Just looking back at the entirety of the season, I think what they attempted to do with Deathstroke and what, quite frankly, what he was for 90% of the season was very strong, very good, very, very good to see his story, his backstory play out and to see him approach the Titans with a purpose. And, you know, we have flashbacks and see why he hates the Titans so much. And we get the story of Rose, which I thought was awesome. And also her brother, which I'm forgetting his name.
Jericho.
Which I thought all of that trifecta of Rose, Jericho, and Deathstroke, I think was really strong and really good. But instead of them using something that they've pretty much banked the whole season on to be the big finale, they kind of threw that to the side and made Connor the big finale. So I think a stronger writing point of view would have been to let it in on what made this season strong, you know, instead of kind of just making that a thud and going on to Connor and making that a thud too, quite frankly. But yeah, I mean, I think 90% of the season was freaking really, really strong. I really loved it. Again, like Deathstroke, Rose, Jericho, awesome. I liked seeing Dick Grayson's fall from grace, even though it's self-inflicted. But I do like him coming back as Nightwing. And if I was going to give this season an overall score, I would say it's about the same as last season. And I would give them both probably like a 7 out of 10. It could have been way stronger. They dropped the ball in some cases. But, you know, again, this is a television show. It's not a movie. I think they did the best they could, maybe with the budget they were given.
I'm going to echo again, you know, it seems like you and I agree on most things, which is cool. That being said, I agree about the budget. I think knowing the scope of some of these stories, maybe some of what I necessarily don't like about them is the liberties that you've had to change to tone down some of them as far as budgetary wise. That being said, I actually look forward to Friday because there was a new episode of Titans. I watched Doom Patrol, but I didn't look forward to watching Doom Patrol. So for everything that I didn't like, I'm actually going to give it about an 8.5. The fact that
Hold on.
The fact that you took away my favorite character and you took away a character, even though you did give her to me for some brief moment of time. If they do not bring her back, I'm going to turn it into a 6.75 because they put her in a casket. So 6.75 for this season overall because of Donna Troy.
Yeah, and I do think that they are really feeling the budget pinch. Because when I look at their costume design and some of their sets, I think, man, this is really awesome. They have really put some work into Nightwing's suit and both of the Robin suits. But then when I look at the CG side of things, they're taking huge cuts because CG is very expensive. and they even take Starfire's powers completely away in the last two episodes.
Yes.
I'm like, really? You just don't want to do the fire CG stuff. I mean,
all right. So let me ask you a question because you just helped form an interesting question in my mind that I haven't thought about yet. So let me ask you this. Would you have rather it stayed more CGI heavy with the first four Titans that they had last season, which was Garfield, Raven, Starfire, and of course, you know, Robin / Nightwing? Or would you rather less CGI and add Hawk and Dove, Wonder Girl, the second Robin, and Deathstroke's daughter?
Man, you know what? I like the core from last season, but I have to say I have started liking the older, you know, upper 20s characters or mid-20s characters as well. So it's almost like I want two separate shows with each of them on separate shows. Maybe have the older Titans be the darker version and maybe have these newer Titans be their own separate show because, you know, I don't want to sacrifice the quality of the show to have all these characters. But at the same time, I really like all of them.
Yeah, me too.
It's kind of hard to say, man. And they've introduced so many characters. We had so many episodes where it was a standalone character's name and we actually got the, maybe not origin story, but we got an introduction to their character. So they've introduced so many people. So maybe the thing they need to do next season is possibly scale back a little bit. And I don't know, maybe do deeper character development, though I think they did that a lot this season. So I really don't know where they're going to go from here.
Mm. I think they could go anywhere, and they may not, because if they are bringing Blackfyre to Earth, I was about to say they were going to go up literally into space, but if they brought Blackfyre to Earth, they may keep it grounded on Earth with the Starfire, Blackfyre, you know, confrontation, because I think that's going to be the big theme of next season.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, I think the show is at its best when it's introducing new characters. So to take that away, I don't know if it'll have the same appeal. You know, I really don't. Because that's really what we got this season. New characters, you know. And devoid of that, I don't know if the show is as interesting as it could be.
True. So let me ask you this. Anything else before we wrap? Anything else that's come across your viewing range of viewing of what you consume that's just piqued your interest that you want to talk about before we go?
Oh man, not really. I think it's been Titans, Mandalorian, and you know, like everybody else watching all of the Rise of Skywalker trailers to get ready for the movie on the 20th. So, man, that's about it. Star Wars and Titans that I can think of right now.
Yep, same for me. You know, I'm watching, you know, the DC CW because I'm getting ready for Crisis on Infinite Earths, which is coming like very, 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 very soon as we're recording this. So, you know, I'm going to want us to record and talk at least on some of that because I love me a Crisis.
Yeah. And I think I might just watch that because, again, like I've been trying to watch Supergirl and I used to really be into that show. But to me, like ever since it left, was it CBS and moved to Fox? It's been all downhill.
Wait, CW.
CW. CBS to CW. Like the first season of CW was still good because I guess they had a lot of the same writers or whatever. But like the last few seasons, man, it's just like I can't even watch it hardly anymore.
Do you still watch Black Lightning?
I would like to because I watched the first two seasons of it, but I just have not found the time to jump back into it. Have you been watching it?
You know, again, echoing what you said, I have not found the time because between working, and I think you will say this, between working and discussing Trek, discussing Who, and what we're talking about on here and having a personal life, I think all of our time is pretty much spent.
Yeah, I very much would watch Black Lightning again, but I like it. Don't get me wrong. I like it. But it is very preachy. And honestly, I probably should be watching that over Supergirl because Supergirl is just not good anymore. I'm sorry. Don't at me. I'm sorry.
No. I mean, hey, I've been hating. You know, if there's anybody that can hate on something, it's me. And so there's nothing wrong with having an opinion, my friend. But you know what also is nothing wrong with? It's nothing wrong with me asking you, Clarence Brown, where else might you be found on the internet?
Oh man, I hope somebody found some value in this discussion. but I'm gonna do a call to action out there to people who are listening. Like, what have you been watching? And please send in your opinions on the Titan as well as the Mandalorian. What do you think so far? What did we miss? And what did you like or dislike about it? Just let us know. And you can find me at Discussing Trek or Discussing Who or just on the internet, interwebs. You can follow me at Wood on Ball on any of the social medias, as it were. And just check me out.
Cool. So I will add that if you want to chat with us, whether it's about Star Trek, whether it's about comic books, whether it's about Doctor Who, or whether it's whatever you want to talk about, if it's geek related, head on over to Facebook, do a search for Discussing Network in the groups and send an join request because we'd be glad to have you join our Facebook group. So for everyone listening, as we were talking about at the beginning, we hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving. You ate a lot, did what you wanted to do, enjoyed your time with family and friends. And with that, we will be back next time.
You've been listening to the Discussing Network. Find out more at discussingnetwork.com.